Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and I hope you use it to your advantage. It's all free, thanks to our corporate partners, and I hope you'll say thanks to them as well. Sandy Scott is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy's a new friend. He's Director of Public Affairs for the Corporation for National and Community Service, and their organization oversees the brands that you probably know about, the volunteer brands AmeriCorps, Senior Corps, and Learn to Serve. And he's here to talk to us about volunteerism. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for all you and your organization does for America.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's been incredible, the outpouring of volunteers that we've seen in the last year. We marked the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and I know you've been down there a few times. But to see that over 500,000 Americans have taken time from their schedules to come down to Mississippi, to Louisiana, to help in the rebuilding effort has been a terrific outpouring of compassion. It's sort of a hallmark of the American spirit, but it really came to play here when the chips were down. People came to the Gulf, and they're still coming, and the need for volunteers is still great down there. But whether you can make it down to the Gulf or just help in your own neighborhood, we think volunteering is critically important and something that every American should be able to make the time to do.
Well, it really is amazing. You know, there are good people all over the world, but the volunteer spirit of America is unparalleled in the world, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It's something that is ever since the barn raisings that Alexis de Tocqueville, when he traveled through our country more than 200 years ago, he noticed the spirit of Americans who joined together whatever needed to be done. If it was to build a school, if it was to raise a barn, people came together, and that spirit is still strong. Now, some people have seen that there may have been a decline in some of that social capital since the World War II, but we think that the some of the recent events, some of the recent and tragedies, really, in our country, starting from the 9/11 attacks 5 years ago to Hurricane Katrina, have rejuvenated that and reignited that spirit of volunteering in America, and we want to make sure that we do everything we can to stoke that fire and to have it so that more Americans will get involved. You know, President Bush, after 9/11, he called on every American to give 2 years over their lifetimes to volunteer service and helping others. And we've seen since 9/11 that volunteering has grown by about 6 million people, actually.
Wow.
We do a study every year, and the first year since 2002, we've seen it grow by 6 million Americans. But still, it's only about a third of the country, a third of the adults who do find the time. And we know that people's busy and hectic lives. It's very difficult sometimes to find the time to help others. But we also know that it is something that is tremendously needed, and it gives something great back to you. The feeling that you get back inside of you and knowing that you're making a difference is very powerful.
Sandy, can we define volunteerism a little bit? Let me throw out some ideas, and you tell me if you – and I know you'll think these are important, but do you consider these to be – to qualify as what the president was talking about with regard to volunteer? When we're a member, if we're a member of a chamber of commerce and we volunteer to help in the community in some way, if we're members of a Rotary Club or Kiwanis or something like that, and we help – raise money for various local and maybe national and maybe international issues, those kinds of things, does that qualify?
Absolutely. I mean, the definition is broad. It's really helping your neighbor, helping someone voluntarily, taking time of yours to do something for others is really the most simple definition of that. And, you know, there's so many people, especially in the business community, who have such advanced skills and energy and entrepreneurial drive that they're often some of the most terrific volunteers because they can apply those skills and talents to helping meet a community need. And we see it over and over again. The business community is very involved in a leading way, and small business especially. If small business, it's well known that small business is the driver of job creation and economic growth in the country. I don't think it's as well known how small business also is a driver of social capital. that network of connections and community connections that help make a community strong, safe, and better. And the sort of the social glue that keeps things together. And we hear all the time from our we have thousands of programs that we work with all over the country through AmeriCorps, SeniorCorps, how when they ask for help from the small business community, they provide it. And that can be having employees pitch in, providing financial support, providing in-kind goods or services. And that's a terrific benefit, not just for the community, but it can be good for the bottom line of the company. People, employees feel they're more productive, there's a higher morale, more retention, and people like to buy products from companies that have a social conscience.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Sandy. Over the last almost 9 years, I've interviewed hundreds of champion small business owners. These are people who have risen to the top in their communities and have been recognized for their success in the marketplace and other things that they've done. And as I've interviewed them, there's been one absolute common denominator, and I mean without exception, Sandy, and that is that when I asked them what were some of the keys to their success, without exception, and I mean this because I've never forget how this started coming through as a common thread, without exception, they all said they all talked about the things that they were doing actively, not just passively, not just indirectly, but actively and directly for the benefit of their community, not connected to making a sale or anything like that, just giving back to the community that helped them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think employees, they want to be part of a company that cares about the community and does in the community, and I think that does greater loyalty and productivity by employees, and just to know that they're part of making their community better is a terrific incentive, and if the bottom line comes along with it, which it often does, that's nice too. But I think most people are doing it just for the same reason everyone gets involved, which is we have a great country, we want to make it better. There are some people who aren't doing as well as others, and they need some help. And especially when we saw in Katrina, where a whole area the size of Great Britain was struck by this tragedy of unimaginable proportions, we need to help, and we need to get down there, we need to help, and there's been over 500,000 volunteers who've done just that, and the rebuilding has begun, but there's a long road ahead, and so we're encouraging anyone who wants to get involved and make a difference to, we have a very simple website, it's just volunteer.gov.
Volunteer.gov. Hold on to that thought, Sandy. Folks, when we come back, I know everyone listening is doing something to volunteer for their community or maybe for some special cause. But Sandy Scott is where he's part of the clearinghouse of volunteerism in the United States. And we're going to get him to let us know what we can do specifically if we want to do a little bit more. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Sandy Scott, Director of Public Affairs for the Corporation for National and Community Service, based out of our nation's capital. Sandy, give us that website again, by the way.
www.volunteer.gov.
Now, what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find the largest database of volunteer activities in the United States, and it's really easy to use. You type in your zip code and maybe what kind of volunteering you want to do, whether that's something with the schools and education or maybe with the environment and helping to build a trail and a park or something, or it could be in disaster relief. Type in your zip code, what you want to do, and it will give you hundreds, and depending on where you live, dozens or hundreds of volunteer opportunities right in your local area, and that takes you right to the information where you need to go. So it's very simple to get involved. You know, we hear, what are the barriers to volunteering? One, because people don't ask. Two, because they don't know where to go. Well, President Bush has asked, our communities and nonprofits have been asking, we need more volunteers, we need more people to get involved, and now here's a simple way to do it going online. And you'll find, really, literally, there's millions of volunteer opportunities there. There's also some international volunteering opportunities that are also available there. But we hope that especially at this time, this two-week period, when we go from the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina to the five-year anniversary of 9/11, that we not only remember those victims and who lost their lives in these horrible tragedies and their families and loved ones, but we serve. We serve to remember, and we remember to serve. And we take these anniversaries, and we try to take something, make something good out of the tragedies, which is to get involved with helping your neighbor and do something small. It could be something small for one day on September 11th, but that could lead to a longer commitment involvement. And if it doesn't happen right then, that's okay. But just remembering that website, volunteer.gov, and trying to figure out time in your schedule to make a difference for somebody else, and it'll be a great benefit for you too.
Let's say that there's a small business owner out there, Sandy, who is just getting his or her business off the ground, and they're literally working, you know, like 21 hours a day. They're just about killing themselves trying to get this thing going, and it's the love of their life, and it's a small business, so that means by definition, you know, they're one bad decision away from failure. They're working without a net, and they just can't possibly get loose to go. You know, to take their eye off the ball. Most every small business owner goes through some period like that. But maybe they got a couple of bucks they could send to someone. Maybe they want to contribute. Their heart is feeling the need to reach out to these people who might need help wherever it may be. Is there a place on your website where they can contribute some money?
Well, there's a couple of things. The internet has made a lot of this a lot easier. There's a website called networkforgood.org, which is actually a clearinghouse, like you said earlier, a clearinghouse for thousands of organizations where you can make a contribution online. It's very simple and easy to use. There's also, of course, small businesses are very connected to their local community. So often I think that a small business owner would know what's a good organization locally to be helping out. And I think they may be very busy and not have time, but we've found that some small businesses and other businesses when they can make time, for example, their employees to volunteer, or if they make a matching contribution, this is another great way to go. The employee makes a donation and the company makes a small matching donation, and we've seen that happen through the Katrina support, and that's a terrific way to be supportive of your employees and helping support their decisions about where to be generous in their donations. So there's a lot of ways to get involved, and another one is all the expertise that small business people have, and it could be helping with an accounting or helping provide a professional service that maybe the nonprofit doesn't quite have in their capacity.
Well, you know, another thing, sometimes we have obsolete equipment and other assets, things that we're not using anymore. Maybe it's a monitor or something like that, like a CRT monitor or something like that that might be beneficial to someone in the Katrina area to keep them from having to buy something like that. Is there a place where we can get those kinds of assets down there?
Well, we need to be careful with some of the rebuilding that's going on there. It's taking its own pace, and there's certain things that are needed at different times of the rebuilding and recovering process. So we're not asking that be shipping large amounts of goods down there. Donations are usually the best way to go, because then it would allow
cash
the local
best,
people.
Right?
And also to support the local businesses in the area to be purchasing
exactly.
from them.
I've got a little over a minute, Sandy. Tell us about the grant situation that you guys have.
Well, through AmeriCorps, which is a sort of domestic peace corps for America, we support more than 2,000 nonprofit organizations to help involve young people, mostly young people, in full-time, year-long intensive service. And they're working through groups like Habitat for Humanity, Teach for America, Boys and Girls Clubs, helping those organizations do more and make more effective use of volunteers. And that's a program for a person who's over 18 years old who wants to make a difference. They'd go to AmeriCorps.gov to learn more about and to join that program.
But you also have Senior Corps.
And we also have Senior Corps, which is a 500,000 Americans who over 55 who give intensive some 20 hours a week to help make things better, helping with working with children with special needs, helping other seniors
hospitals
live independently
and things
in their
like
homes.
That.
Hospitals, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's at seniorcorps.gov.
So AmeriCorps.gov, seniorcorps.gov, and then the other one is volunteer.gov. So check that out, folks, if you get a chance. Sandy, I've enjoyed having you here. I appreciate the information. I appreciate the good work that you and your folks do there and your organization. Will you come back another day and keep us posted on how things are going?
We'd love to, Jim. Thank you so much for having the opportunity to be on.
Sandy Scott, ladies and gentlemen, with the Corporation for National and Community Service in our nation's capital. He'll be back another day. Quick break, right back with Ken Lebo. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.